AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Prosecutors rest their case in Baltimore police officer William Porter's manslaughter trial in the police custody death of Freddie Gray. AP's David Dishnow reports.
The prosecution's case is that Officer Porter was criminally negligent for failing to seat belt in Freddie Gray in the police van, and also for failing to call a medic when there were indications that Gray was in need of help.
Porter's lawyers begin their defense tomorrow. He is the first of six Baltimore officers to go on trial for Gray's death last April. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's comments on Muslims are way off base.
Freedom of religion is a fundamental constitutional principle. It's a founding principle of this country.
Yesterday, Trump called for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. House members are expected to vote later today on a bill to tighten controls on the visa waiver program that allows citizens of 38 countries to travel to the U.S. without having to get a visa. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
You have more than 5,000 individuals that have Western passports in this program that have gone to Iraq or Syria in the last 5 years.
A Chipotle restaurant near Boston College has been closed after some 80 students became sick shortly after eating there. William Buddy Christopher, the city's commissioner of inspection services, says they don't know exactly what yet made the people sick.
There are a number of individuals that have shown signs of sickness. The Department of Public Health, both city and state, are currently doing their inspections to determine what the cause of the illness is.
Chipotle says it believes a norovirus is to blame, and the illnesses are isolated incidents unrelated to the outbreak of E. coli cases tied to other restaurants. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 153. This is AP Radio News. Americans want to know more about who's giving money to political campaigns. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports that nearly 8 out of 10 questioned in an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll want to know at least the names of the contributors.
The views on disclosure cut across party lines, with 78% of Democrats and Republicans alike saying they want donor names to be made public. The survey also found that 87% think that full disclosure would at least be somewhat effective at reducing the influence that money has on politics. But in spite of those opinions, hidden donors abound in the upcoming presidential race. Many of the major candidates benefit from outside groups that don't publicly disclose the names of their donors. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Members of Eagles of Death Metal visit the Paris Theater, where they escaped a massacre by three gunmen who killed 89 people last month inside that building. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.